How Crisis Conditions Shape Preterm Birth. December 18, 2025. Premature birth never unfolds easily, and in a crisis-weary landscape, its complications spill far beyond the neonatal unit. At the American University of Beirut Medical Center, AUBMC, neonatologist and professor of clinical pediatrics, Lama Charafadine, recently conducted a prospective cohort study showing how regional instability shapes the earliest days of life for preterm infants. Her data highlight a disparity. All new mothers feel the effects of crisis conditions, but the impact falls hardest on new mothers of premature infants, who, the study concludes, require targeted interventions to support mental health. The needs are huge, Charafadine says. Families are carrying so much, and the support systems around them are fragile. In the study, conducted across three Lebanese hospitals, Charafadine's team followed 116 mothers and their infants from delivery through 4 to 6 months postpartum. Mothers of preterm infants reported significantly higher stress and lower quality of life scores at birth than mothers of full-term infants, especially in physical, psychological, and social domains. By 4 to 6 months postpartum, even mothers who delivered at term showed declines in perceived social support and in the quality of their social and environmental well-being, underscoring how instability affects families across the board. The strain parents feel, Charafadine says, shapes the care babies receive. As she puts it, all babies depend on more than medical care to thrive. They need parents who are supportive and nurturing, and preterm babies even more so. To provide nurturing care, parents in turn need to be supported psychologically, emotionally, and socially, which becomes much harder in crisis settings. The study was not designed to evaluate specific mental health interventions, but Charafadine's years in the NICU make clear which supports would strengthen maternal and paternal well-being and, by extension, infant outcomes. Ideally, she says, parents of preterm infants would benefit from guidance and psychological care from the early days in the NICU. Learning how to read and respond to their baby's cues, parents would be empowered to become part of the caring team and not stay merely visitors. In addition, reliable social support structures, such as counseling, home visits, and accessible referral pathways, would allow families to navigate the postpartum period with far greater stability, according to Charafadine. But in fragile settings, such supports are difficult to deliver. In Lebanon, for example, services for families with preterm infants remain limited, costly, or inaccessible, Charafadine says. Too many mothers face these early weeks with minimal assistance. Mothers of premature babies are even more affected because they have more stress. In place of programs that remain out of reach, Charafadine and her colleagues rely on low-resource practices that can be implemented even in constrained settings. We have to work with what we have, she says. Even simple practices can make a big difference for a mother who feels overwhelmed and for her baby. One such intervention is kangaroo care, prolonged skin-to-skin contact that has been shown to stabilize infants, strengthen bonding, and reduce maternal anxiety. Another is family-centered developmental care, which replaces rigid task schedules with practices guided by individual infant cues. Nurses cluster care to reduce overstimulation and stress and protect sleep, while parents receive hands-on coaching to build confidence and responsiveness. When mothers feel calmer and more connected, babies do better, Charafadine says. Simple practices can facilitate this even in crisis settings. Ultimately, Charafadine sees maternal well-being as inseparable from infant outcomes. The whole ecosystem shapes a preterm baby's ability to survive and thrive, she says. If we want better outcomes, we have to start by strengthening the systems that support parents. In crisis settings, she adds, this work becomes foundational.